This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A lot to talk about here in terms of state politics. I want to welcome in Eleni Kavros-DeGraw, the pride of the 17th District here on Bryan & Company. First of all, thanks for coming on. Happy holiday. I hope you're doing well.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you having me, and just really looking forward to the 4th of July.
Yeah. I mean, have you recovered from the end of the session? Have you caught up on sleep and feel normal?
I think I finally got there in the last week or so. As you know, we're still doing some work after session on our housing bill. So yeah. It's even though session officially ended, it wasn't officially over for a lot of us.
Well, let's talk about that because, you know, I've been reading a lot and I watched the interview with you and Mike Heideck over at NBC Connecticut about this. I mean, how disappointed are you with this veto? And do you think there'll be something to salvage in a special session?
Yeah, I have to say, obviously, very disappointed. I think that we've let down the people of Connecticut significantly because we know we have a housing crisis. We know that 40% of Connecticut is struggling to meet their bills, and we need Connecticut to be affordable, and part of that is housing. I think that we will be able to salvage a significant portion of it in a special session. It's unfortunate because the governor, I think, fell prey to a lot of the misinformation that was out there. And I think that while, you know, we have spent years on this, it's harder for someone in the executive branch sometimes to see all of the work and all of the conversations and public hearings and effort that went into a bill where we spoke to planners from all over the state. We spoke to executives from all the different municipalities, and we received so much testimony and continued to receive testimony via email from people who had concerns, and we just kept tweaking the bill. And so it's really disappointing that we didn't get there, but I am proud of the fact that we were able to pass it through both chambers. That was a significant improvement to previous years, and I know we will get there.
You know, the three principal issues seem to be this conversion elements from commercial to residential, the parking requirements, and then what appeared to many to be kind of a unit mandate for towns. And I mean, I'm generalizing, but I think those, but it seems like the last one was the one that got the governor to veto it. I think when you talk about misinformation, did people get that wrong, or did it? Because it sounds when you look at the language, it sounds like there seemed to be some sort of requirement for a certain amount of units, but then people are saying, well, you could just ignore it. I mean, I don't really understand it.
I get that it was definitely confusing, and certainly I find that people struggle sometimes even reading the bills because the way that they are written, even we have some lawyers that I think struggle reading the bills if they're not an LCO attorney, who are the folks that help put the bills together. Basically, the section you're talking about was called Towns Take the Lead. And the whole purpose of it was to say, okay, here's the general idea of units we think you would need in order to help address this housing crisis. you know, we're 49th in permits by a lot of metrics. We're, you know, second most constrained housing market in the country. And so that specific piece was saying, we want you to make a plan. And it actually would fall into line with the typical affordable housing plans that we require anyway for municipalities to engage in. And so you'd have to make that plan. And then there was an out. There was an out for you to come back and say, you know what, this is too many units. There was an out for the towns to come back and say, you know what, we've tried to plan for, I'll just say, 150 units, and we weren't able to accomplish it, and here's why. And part of that piece is so important because that gives us even better intel on, okay, do we need to put more money towards sewer infrastructure in terms of bonding so that towns can actually meet these housing goals that they're creating? It was more of a conversation, not a mandate, and I think that that's what was really missed, is that, you know, we did have a study done, we tried to come up with a reasonable number of units, and then that number that we came up with, if you remember from the interview with Mike Hydeck, it was actually, we were only asking for 25%. So I believe, like, as a for instance, Avon's number came in about 250 units, and we don't mean build that overnight. This was build this over time as part of your affordable housing plan. So I think that that piece alone was so significantly warped into something else, I can understand why it frightened people.
We're talking with Representative Eleni Kavros-DeGraw here on Bryan & Company, which is a good sort of segue because a lot of people felt like the bill passed and went to his desk, and then Fairfield County just blew up the governor's cell. And then everything changed because this is a bill that was brokered to some degree with the governor's office. And then I don't know State Rep Lamar, but I think, yeah. But the quotation on his Facebook post is, at the end of the day, he really is just the governor of Greenwich and Associated Lands. And I glom onto this because I'm just curious, you know, in terms of within the party, the Democratic Party, because you dominate the legislature, you have a Democrat, although maybe more moderate than some people would want, in the governor's mansion, yet something like this housing bill doesn't make it through. Is there real tension in the party right now? I mean, is there tension between the legislature and the governor? Just sort of fill us in on the dynamic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I do think there is tension, and sometimes that can be healthy tension, right? It's not a bad thing to have healthy tension between two branches of government. You know, we're both co-equal branches of government, and so it is important to have healthy tension. I will say, and I have said this to the governor, you know, there has been a lot of trust that's been lost in this process because our understanding was that his office and he had signed off on this bill. We had no reason to think otherwise. And as you said, there was a lot of noise coming out of Fairfield County, some of it justified, some of it not. And I think that when you're considering these conversations, it is really hard because, you know, we may be of the same party, but they say the Democratic Party is a really big tent. And you're seeing that across the country right now. It is a very big tent. We are not in agreement. And that's a good thing, too. I don't think any party should be a monolith. We should be able to disagree amongst ourselves and be able to have those, you know, tense conversations. I will say also, you know, I think that when I, again, when I had my conversation with the governor, I did remind him that we do have Fairfield County, and obviously we don't use county government generally, but there are seven other counties in the state of Connecticut, and they're counting on us as the legislature and on him as the governor to do things to make their lives better. As I said before, you know, 40% right now are struggling to meet their bills. You know, we didn't get a child tax credit through. We didn't end up passing this housing bill. We, you know, there are pieces to affordability here that we have to really be thinking about. And so I think this healthy tension is good, but also people are looking for us to step up in what they consider to be difficult times. And we've got to meet the moment.
It's a fascinating dynamic, you know, Representative Cavalier-Stegra. I find it, you know, because, you know, Greenwich is one of the wealthiest, you know, communities in America, and it seems so sort of separated from the rest of the state, yet it wields so much power, especially financially. It's really I don't know if it's a unique dynamic in this country, but it's something you don't see in a lot of other states. You know, before I let you go, just do you think the governor will get a credible primary challenge if he runs for a third term?
I think, you know, credible is certainly part of the conversation. I think that he will get a primary. I don't know, you know, it could be more than one primary. The reality is that, you know, the person who is primarying most likely has to participate in our citizens election program, which is great, but it also provides a lot less money than probably what the governor has to spend on a primary. But that doesn't mean that it's not a worthwhile effort, certainly. If somebody feels strongly and, you know, we hopefully all come together as a party in the end, but there are certainly, you know, some people who are thinking about it. And I think that, you know, only time will tell. And that's also not knowing for sure if the governor is running for a third term. So he's hinted that way, but we don't know yet for sure.
Yeah, maybe some stuff over the last couple of weeks will, I don't know, maybe they'll influence him. Listen, I know it was short notice. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful holiday with your family, and we appreciate the time. We'll get you in studio in the fall.
I appreciate that so much, Brian. Take care. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.